आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सरबजीत कौर। द हेडलाइंस। फाइलिंग ऑफ नॉमिनेशन बिगिन्स फॉर सिक्स्थ फेज ऑफ लोकसभा इलेक्शंस विद इश्यूएंस ऑफ नोटिफिकेशन। 57 सीट्स इन सिक्स स्टेट्स एंड वन यूनियन टेरिटरी टू बी कवर्ड इन दिस फेज। Leaders of various political parties hold rallies for third phase of elections. IMD forecasts severe heat wave conditions to continue over several parts of country for next 3 days. In women's skeet, Maheshwari Chauhan secures Olympic quota for India with silver in shotgun Olympic qualification championship at Doha. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeat Sunrisers Hyderabad by 78 runs in Chennai. And now the news in detail. Election Commission has issued notification for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections 2024. Elections will be held in 57 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 1 union territory in this phase. All 7 seats of Delhi, all 10 seats of Haryana, 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 8 seats each of Bihar and West Bengal, 6 seats of Odisha and 4 seats of Jharkhand will go to polls in this phase. 6th May is the last date for candidates to submit their nominations. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on 7th and the last date of withdrawal of candidature is 9th May. Polling will be held on 25th May. Counting of votes for all the phases will be done on 4th of June. Today is the last date of withdrawal of candidature for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. A total of 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of next month. Leaders of various political parties are holding rallies across the country in support of their party candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha elections. Leaders of political parties are making an all-out effort to garner support in favour of their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will hold a rally, Mahavijay Sankalp Sabha, in Maharashtra's Pune city today. He is also scheduled to address rallies in Solapur and Satara districts of the state. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will hold a roadshow in Guwahati today. Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh will file his nomination from Lucknow Lok Sabha constituency in Uttar Pradesh this morning. He will hold a roadshow in Lucknow before filing his nomination. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of Uttarakhand, Pushkar Singh Dhami, will accompany him along with other party leaders during the nomination. Senior BJP leader Smriti Irani is also scheduled to file her nomination from the high-profile seat of Amethi in Uttar Pradesh. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh, Mohan Yadav, will accompany her along with other senior party leaders during nomination and the proposed road show. In 2019, she had defeated then-Congress President Rahul Gandhi from this seat. On the other hand, Bahujan Samaj Party has released another list of party candidates for the ensuing general elections. The party has announced Ravi Prakash Maurya's name for Amethi seat. Sabiha Ansari will fight from Azamgarh and Syed Danish will be party candidate from Sant Kabir Singh Lok Sabha seat. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will address political rallies in Hathras and Agra districts today. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address 2 public meetings today in Jhanjharpur and Begusarai in Bihar. His first public meeting is scheduled to be held at Nahariya and Lokaha in Jhanjharpur Lok Sabha segment. JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will also attend the rally. Senior BJP leader will address the second rally at GD College Ground in Begusarai. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will campaign in Gujarat today. He will address his maiden election rally at Patan in North Gujarat today, ahead of the Lok Sabha polls. On the other hand, Gujarat BJP President C.R. Patil will campaign in favour of party candidates today. As the Lok Sabha election draws near in the national capital, political parties have intensified their campaigning. Candidates are making passionate appeals to the voters through various activities and campaigns in their respective constituencies. Yesterday, Congress candidate from North East Delhi, Kanhaiya Kumar, launched his Lok Sabha election campaign at the party office in Mojpur. Congress candidate from Chandni Chowk, Jay Prakash Agarwal, met voters in civil lines to discuss local issues and seek their support. Congress candidate from North West Delhi, Udit Raj, addressed public meetings in Narela, Kirari and Rohini Assembly constituency. Meanwhile, their alliance partner, Aam Aadmi Party, also actively campaigned yesterday. AAP candidate from West Delhi, Mahabal Mishra, and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's wife, Sunita Kejriwal, participated in a roadshow in Tilak Nagar Assembly constituency. AAP candidate from East Delhi, Kuldeep Kumar, held a meeting with the public in Okhla Assembly constituency. The BJP also remained engaged in its election campaign. BJP candidate from North East Delhi, Manoj Tiwari, addressed the public in Malkarganj, Nandnagri and Wazirabad. In Madhya Pradesh, today is the last day for withdrawal of nominations for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls. In this phase, nominations of a total of 90 candidates have been found valid. Our correspondent reports a special campaign called Chalo Booth Ki Or will be run by the poll body in the state to motivate more and more people to vote.
In Madhya Pradesh, elections are to be held on overall 17 Lok Sabha seats in the third and fourth phases in the state. In the third phase, the Chalo Booth Ki Or campaign will be conducted on the 1st May at 20,456 polling stations in 9 Lok Sabha constituencies. While in the fourth phase, the Chalo Booth Ki Or campaign will be conducted on May 7th at more than 18,000 polling stations in 8 Lok Sabha seats. Similarly, the Election Commission is also organizing a state-level slogan competition on the topic Every Vote is Important. Participants in the competition will be honored with prizes ranging from 5,000 to 51,000 rupees. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Belagavi Lok Sabha seat in North Karnataka, bordering Maharashtra, will go to polls in third phase on 7th of May. It consists of 8 assembly constituencies. Out of these 8 assembly seats, 3 seats are held by BJP and 5 are represented by the Congress MLAs after the assembly election held last year. A report.
Keen contest is seen from Belagavi Lok Sabha seat as veteran politician Jagdish Shetter from BJP is taking on young candidate from Congress Mrinal Hebbalkar. The former Chief Minister and 6-time MLA from the Harwar Central Assembly seat, Jagdish Shetter had contested and lost as a Congress candidate last year and had recently joined BJP again. Belagavi is the stronghold of BJP. There are 13 candidates in fray and 7 of them are independents. Out of 19,23,788 voters, the number of female voters are 9,66,134 and the male voters follow with 9,57,559 and the rest are others. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the morning news. In a joint operation, the Indian Coast Guard has seized 86 kilograms of drugs worth 600 crore rupees from a Pakistani boat and arrested 14 persons on board the vessel off the Porbandar coast in Gujarat yesterday. According to the official release, the overnight operation in the Arabian Sea was carried out by ICG in coordination with the Gujarat Anti-Terrorism Squad ATS and the Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB. The Pakistani boat, along with its crew, was apprehended and brought to Porbandar for further investigations. This is 11 such successful law enforcement operations in the last 3 years by ICG and other agencies. On to sports news now. In women's skeet, Maheshwari Chauhan secured a Paris 2024 quota for India with a silver medal in the Shotgun Olympic Qualification Championship at Doha in Qatar. In the final yesterday, only 4 of the 6 shooters were eligible to get the quota. once Asim Orinbe of Kazakhstan crashed out in the fifth and Regina of Azerbaijan settled for the sixth spot, the two Olympic quotas were confirmed for Maheshwari and qualification leader Victoria Larsson of Sweden. It was the 21st Olympic quota for India in shooting and the fifth in shotgun. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 78 runs at MH Dumdrum Stadium in Chennai last night. For Chennai, Tushar Deshpande's 4-wicket haul coupled with Mathisa Pathirani's crucial 2 wickets restricted SRH for 134 in 18.5 overs. Earlier, put into bat first, CSK scored 212 for 3 in 20 overs. Skipper Rituraj Gaikwad scored 98 runs off just 54 balls, while Dal Michel made 52 off 32. Today, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Delhi Capitals at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heavy wave to severe heat wave conditions will continue to prevail over parts of Gangetic West Bengal, Odisha, Bihar and Jharkhand for the next 3 days. Heat wave conditions are likely over isolated pockets of Rayalaseema, interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Kerala and East Uttar Pradesh. The IMD said the maximum temperatures will rise by about 1 to 2 degrees Celsius over East India during the next 2 days and no significant change thereafter. Speaking to Akashvani News, senior scientist of IMD, Dr. R.K. Jainamani said the heat wave conditions will prevail till 1st May and advised people to remain cautious.
Heat wave to severe heat wave continue to prevail over Odisha and Gangetic West Bengal with the temperature reaching 43 to 45 degrees. The red color warning valid day, that is 29 April till 1st May. All are advised to take all safety action. For other parts of India, it is mainly the Telangana, Rayalaseema, Jharkhand, Bihar and coastal Andhra Pradesh, Konkan and Goa, including Mumbai, for which we have issued an orange color alert also for similar safety action. For Northwest India, Central India and Delhi, the temperature is normal.
In Telangana, most parts of the state continued to record temperatures exceeding 45 degrees Celsius yesterday. The highest maximum temperature recorded yesterday was at Madgullapalli of Nalgonda district at 45.4 degrees Celsius. On the other hand, the weather department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura from Wednesday. In our bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak, tonight at 9:30, we will bring an insightful discussion on prevention and cure of cervical cancer with Dr. Sarita Shamsundar, Gynecology Unit Head in Safdarjung Hospital, and Dr. Rakesh Garg, Additional Professor, Oncologist, AIIMS, New Delhi. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mushtaba.
Thank you, Sarajit. With rising temperatures and election activity gaining momentum, Hindustan Times opens with heat wave grips country as polls enter key stage. The resignation of Arvinder Singh Lovely has also been widely noticed by the dailies. Blow to Congress as Delhi Congress chief resigns, states the Pioneer. Newspapers today have also covered the overnight anti-narcotics operation of the Indian Coast Guard off the Gujarat coast. ICG apprehends Pakistani boat with narcotics worth 600 crore rupees, writes the Statesman. The Indian Express takes note, Russia threatens West with severe response if its assets are touched. It being all about banned baja and sherwani, men's ethnic wedding wear demand surges, writes the Times of India. And finally, capturing the festive mood, the Statesman has a picture of celebrations of a state-level spring festival, Pipal Jathar at Kullu. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Sarah. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Filing of nomination begins for sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections with issuance of notification. 57 seats in six states and one union territory to be covered in this phase. Leaders of various political parties hold rallies for third phase of elections. IMD forecasts severe heatwave conditions to continue over several parts of country for next 3 days. In women's skeet, Maheshwari Chauhan secures Olympic quota for India with silver in shotgun Olympic qualification championship at Doha. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeat Sunrisers Hyderabad by 78 runs in Chennai. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.